This is Stateside for Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. Photography is a hobby of mine, and occasionally that means trekking out to find wildlife. And earlier this winter, on one of those really, really cold days, I was at the Lake Erie Metro Park trying to track down snowy owls. No luck that day. But there were some winter enthusiasts who were having plenty of luck that day. There were several people ice fishing near the marina. Now, I've lived in Michigan 15 years, but I've never gone ice fishing, so I was interested when I saw that the Michigan Department of Natural Resources is looking for people who want to learn. It's offering ice fishing classes with expert anglers, such as my guest, Norm Smith. Hey, how's the fishing this winter?
Fishing's been great, and the ice has been great. That's the biggest plus here in the last couple of years. It's been kind of iffy out there.
These hard water school ice fishing lessons are in Cadillac this Saturday and again on February the 24th. Who comes to these classes?
Well, just anybody that wants to learn how to improve their fishing skills or learn to be, you know, first-time ice fishermen. And we got special people, pros there, that'll teach them, you know, how to use electronics and tip-ups and jigging rods and anything that you want to learn on ice fishing is there.
Yeah, you're already way above my head on some of these terms. What kind of gear do I absolutely need to have to go ice fishing or to go to one of these classes?
Well, actually, you don't need anything to go to these classes because it's all supplied there.
No, it helps, yeah.
Yeah, though, except you need your warm clothing and gloves, you know, and boots and et cetera.
What kind of fish are you trying to catch?
Oh, I'm a panfish fisherman, crappie and bluegill, mostly in perch. Me and my wife both are avid pan fishermen.
Now, what's the first thing you teach people? I mean, is it to drill the hole with an auger or how to use a line? Tell me an idea what we do.
Safety is the first thing we teach them. What to use in case you go through the ice, you know, ice picks to pull yourself out or carry ropes. And nowadays they have flotation suits. There's all sorts of precautions you want to take. And ice thickness, you know, what's safe and what's not. That's the first thing you teach them. And then you teach them how to get their gear ready to go out onto the ice. If you're going to go for panfish, you know, what size jigs do you use, what pound test lines, and what size jigging rods and stuff like that.
I've seen some people out there on the ice in overalls, lots of layers out in the open. I've seen others in huddled up in shelters made out of tent material. What do you recommend?
Well, myself, I sit in a bucket out there pretty much. I'm not much of a shanty person. I've always been out in the elements, you know. I can withstand pretty cold weather. But shelters are great. You can go in there and they got flip-over shanties now. They got all sorts of different kinds of shelters you can use out on the ice now. And you put a heater in there, you can get right down to your shirt and blue jeans, you know, and fish pretty comfortably nowadays.
I'm wondering, you've been doing this for years. What do you find so fascinating about ice fishing?
Well, that's a pretty good question there. I like the people out on the ice, basically. A lot of times I'll just walk around and talk to the people, not even fish. I don't have too much of a problem catching fish. I've been doing it for years and years and years with my technique. It's a pretty aggressive way to catch fish.
If you were going to give somebody one piece of advice about ice fishing to be a successful ice fisher, what would it be?
To move around. Don't just stay in one spot. You find the weed beds out there on the ice or where everybody else is fishing. Don't sit in one hole. You go to the fish. Don't let the fish come to you.
Norm Smith is one of the fishing experts teaching ice fishing at the Carl T. Johnson Hunt and Fish Center in Cadillac this Saturday and again on February 24th. I hope you guys have a lot of cold weather and good ice and a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. We'll have a blast up there. And I recommend these classes. They're very educational and you will learn how to catch fish. I'm not going to guarantee it, but you will learn how.